listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
Time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Sunshine when she's gone, only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. She goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear me, I think.
Welcome
Hello.
Welcome to WMFO Medford.
Yeah, this is a radio show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Luca.
No, wait. Wait. My name is Luca. That's all.
Your name is Luca?
That's a really funny coincidence.
We have so much in common.
I wanna give a shout out to Lila Sangster and also her grandma and her cousin. And maybe Allie Morrison and her girlfriend Joe, but I don't know if they're listening yet.
That's beautiful. I don't think I have any friends listening. Maybe I should text them. I'm texting them as I'm talking on the radio. I am on the radio now. Is this good content? We were a little rushed on the way over here. It's snowing outside.
And it's slippery, baby. And watch your step out there, folks.
I have a pretty intense fear of slipping.
So we took it quite slow.
Yeah, I can't. If there's a chance I'm going to slip, I need to take it very slowly because I don't want to wipe out. Probably not the funnest way to live, but that's my truth, I guess.
Yeah, and live your truth, you know?
We're both from the West Coast, but Luca is less from the West Coast.
I'm a little bit from the West Coast. Shout out to the West Coast. It's good. There's not a lot of snow there.
And it's about to be 10 degrees. High of 10 degrees on Monday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Also Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Shout out to Martin Luther King Jr.
He's pretty great. It's really cold.
I have never seen a high of 10 degrees on, I check my weather app twice a day, when I wake up and before I go to sleep. I've just never seen 10 degrees mm-hmm. as a high mm-hmm. or a low.
It's a whole new world for you out here, BB.
I might get frostbite and die. I don't have a winter coat. Neither does Luca, but Luca is fine.
I have a winter coat. Phoebe just doesn't approve of it.
It's not warm enough.
Anyway, for all the folks at home, I'm going to describe my coat really quickly while we pull up the next song.
It's
green. And I think it's really great.
Wonderful description. Thank you, Luca. I'm wearing a great sweater today. It's soft. It's striped. Funny story is I bought this sweater at Urban Outfitters with my mother, Mary. Shout out to Mary. She's not listening.
She never is.
Well, no, she sometimes is. She gets mad at me, actually, because she always listens after, and I really appreciate that.
Oh,
because during my normal time slot, she's doing yoga. She can't skip yoga, but she makes the effort to listen after. Anyway, we are in Urban Outfitters together. And I tried on the sweater and I said, I feel like the aesthetic of the sweater is like a middle-aged woman who works at a yarn store.
I feel that from the sweater.
Yeah, and my mom thought that was the funniest thing. And she told her whole boot camp group, and my mom goes to boot camp, which is a bunch of middle-aged women working out. It's honestly pretty rigorous. It cracked them up too. So I think I have a future in comedy. It seems like Luca's doesn't want to talk anymore, but I'm going to continue talking, actually. The reason why we were a little rushed over here and why we started a few minutes late is because I was cutting my bangs.
In my room.
In Luca's room.
Into a CVS bag full of her hair.
Yeah. Pretty beautiful time, and I... they're a little uneven, I have to say. I think I have to...
She's not done, but...
I'm not done because we had to come here. And they always get staticky, and then I don't really know what to do. So if anyone knows what to do when your bangs get staticky when you're cutting them...
Please feel free to call in.
Please call in at... do we know the number?
No. It's probably on the website.
At WMFO.org. Just, anyway, I was thinking of making a playlist for cutting my bangs because there's a surprisingly large amount of songs about bangs or cutting them, including one that I'm going to play for you now called Cut Your Bangs by Radiator Hospital. Let's really hope it plays because I'm not fully confident in it.
If it doesn't, we'll just describe it to you.
If it doesn't, okay. There you go. Wonderful transition. Enjoy.
Cut which we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because the record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away in Dr. A when the people start to move.
I know that you are. I see it written on your face. I know I.
What was that song?
That was Debbie by Yor Smith. That's all I got about that one. It's pretty good.
Did it go out to a special someone?
It went out to Lila Sangster. And also her grandma and her cousin.
And what was the song before that?
That was Sir Duke, and it went out to Allie and Joe, who I think is also listening. And they're in a restaurant right now, so I don't think they're listening anymore.
This just in, my parents are listening. I was feeling left out because all of Luca's people were listening. But
hi,
now
Mary
and Pat are tuning in. Hi, Mary. Hi, Pat. I like you both.
You seem really great. I've never met you, but I talked to Mary on the phone once, and I had a lot of fun with it.
Oh, she is a great lady to talk on the phone with. I wonder what they're doing this Saturday evening.
What time is it on the West Coast? A sweet 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
Ooh, did you like how fast?
7:20, to be exact.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening. I was in the car today in a Lyft, and my Lyft driver was playing some dad country music. Mm-hmm. Played a song that you really like, Pat. Couldn't tell you what it's called.
You know any of the words?
No. They all kind of mushed together in my head, but I thought of you, Dad. Is anyone crying right now? Because this is a beautiful moment. That's all. Still thinking about my bangs. I looked in my phone camera. They're not. I have to say they're not great.
It does look a little bit like you got right to the middle of the one that for me is on the right. So I guess your left bang.
Yeah,
and
this one.
Stopped doing
the
it.
One I'm. This one.
Yes.
Yeah. No. The other ones. My first one was really good. I think that's what always happens is that I feel good about it. And it's something I want to do. And I do it. And then I get so stressed halfway through. And so the second one just turns out worse. Oh, my mom texted me their whereabouts.
Oh,
my mom says, Dad's making salmon and I'm having a martini.
Wow. They sound just like my parents, except my mom would be drinking beer.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I think the mother's drink of choice says a lot about
them.
Her? Yeah. Mary says, is that Luca with a K?
Mary, I've got big news for you from Boston coming in hot at you right now. My name is spelled with a C, but I'm so glad that you could recognize my voice and that you know me by phonetic name. I really appreciate that about our friendship. I don't hear myself through my headphones, which makes me think that the mics aren't on.
Your mics are on. That fourth mic is just worse than the other mics.
Oh, good.
But I just turned you up a little bit. How do you feel now?
The same, but
maybe turn your headphones up a bit. I love problem solving over on air.
Oh, I can hear myself now.
Yeah, see, isn't that magical?
Yeah, it's really good. I hope this is entertaining for our viewers.
I'm entertained.
They can't view it.
I was I've become a podcast gal. Recently I've been listening to My Favorite Murder.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever people say that they listen to podcasts, I really think that they're they sound like an intellectual because they're not right. Just like watching TV or like whatever everyone else does.
It makes you seem smart.
But like they're like learning
some
something.
Dumb podcasts.
No, but
and they're so fun.
Yeah. And My Favorite Murder, the thing about it is that the first half is just banter between two wonderful women, like talking about their lives, kind of like what we're doing now. This isn't intellectual in any sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
think it's intellectual because Phoebe's wearing a sweater and it has a turtleneck part to it. So
I feel like a radio personality in the sweater. I feel like it really.
It's good.
But
you could be the next Sarah Koenig. She does Serial.
Yeah. Oh, someone told me about Serial today. I'm going to try listening to that one, too.
Oh, it's so good. You should listen to S-Town. That's not what it's really called, but I can't say the name on air.
Oh.
It's also produced by the Serial people. Really, really introspective look at closeted queer men in the South and Midwest and just the really wild life of this one man that was documented by a journalist. I listened to it with my dad while we were driving through the great country of America, looking at colleges.
That's really wonderful.
Yeah, interesting vibe.
Yeah, I just think listening to a lot of podcasts has made me think about my radio voice more. Mm-hmm. And I've come to appreciate it. I think, well, most people hate hearing their own voice.
Right.
But I kind of think my voice is okay on the radio. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it. Also, we have an update from Mary. She said, sorry, Luca, period. I'm a bad speller.
You're amazing, Mary, and I really appreciate it.
This tale is riveting. What's going to happen next?
I have an update from Lila, who the song Debbie was for, and it says, ah, with four H's. Debbie with three B's, two I's, and two E's.
What's the significance of that song to you both?
She was listening to it, and she was like, hey, this is a good song. You should listen to this. And then I did, right? That's kind of the whole thing. But also, Lila and I went on a really lovely weekend getaway, except I think it was in the middle of the week because it was over break and I lost all sense of time, to the island of Lopez in the San Juans, where her grandparents built a house many moons ago. We had a really lovely time. We just went on some beautiful walks and looked out over the ocean and made dinner and then went to bed at 8:30 every night somehow. But
that's beautiful.
We watched a lot of Netflix before we did that. Got through a good chunk of the Great British Baking Show. And we listened to that song on the island while we drove around getting groceries and stuff. So it's got some sweet, sweet memories attached to it. If anyone else would like to hear how the rest of that trip sounded to us, go look at my Spotify playlist called Slopez.
What's your Spotify?
It's my name, Luca Rogoff, Luca space Rogoff. It's also 941720 for some reason.
You remember that number. That's impressive.
Yeah, because it was my public school identification number. I could never forget it, even if I wanted to.
And you're comfortable saying that on the radio?
Yes.
Okay.
It's dissimilar to your social security number. You know, I don't think.
Do you want to say your social security number on the radio?
You know, I'd love to, but I don't know it. That's all.
I don't know mine either, and I feel like at this point we're supposed to know it.
You know, let's just list a couple things that we don't know. My blood type.
Don't know it either.
Yeah.
And that's definitely something you're supposed to know, I feel like.
Yeah. Where I'm a registered citizen of the state.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I've never moved, so.
But now you live in Massachusetts.
Do I, though?
I don't know. Not
I don't
really.
Think so. Wait, I think we might be getting a call.
No.
Oh, this
way.
Is exciting.
Do we know how to do this?
I do. Oh my God.
Whoever's calling, please stay on the line.
Let's play a song. What should we play? Oh gosh. We're going to play Mistakes by Joy again while we take this call. Hope you enjoy.
Bye.
Hello. Oh, gosh. That was.
Hello.
Hello.
We are here.
Hi, Luca.
Hi, Mary.
Hey, listen, Thebes, we totally missed you at the Women's March today.
Aww. I was
did you go to a Women's March in Boston?
I did. I didn't. This is my mother that we're talking to. My mother, Mary, spelled M-E-R-R-Y.
Like Christmas.
Let me be clear.
Not.
I will not cuss or talk about drugs or alcohol. I was told very clearly not to talk about drugs or alcohol or cuss. So that will not happen.
Yeah, we've got pretty high standards here, WMFO.
Very high standards.
I did go to the Women's March today in Boston.
In Boston?
Yeah.
And how was it?
It was good. It was very chilly, I have to say. I didn't wear thick enough socks. See, like my top half, which is usually what people worry about, was fine. It felt fine.
What did you wear for a jacket?
Well, I wore that sweater that we bought together. I talked about the sweater on air earlier. You know the one from Urban Outfitters, the knitting store one?
Oh, yeah. I said, that's cute. And you're like, yeah, do you feel like it looks like a woman, a middle-aged woman who owned a knitting store? And I'm like, sure, if that's what the look you're going for.
It's Phoebe's look that she's been honing recently.
I like to switch up my look. I don't like to stick to one, but I like to think of the person who would wear.
Luca.
Yes, Mary.
Her look before she went to Boston was sad grandpa.
Oh,
she literally wear a sweatshirt that said, "I am the greatest grandpa," mom jeans.
I believe I might have seen that grandpa sweatshirt before, or I've seen something similar.
I have. It's a shirt that says a number one grandpa.
Yeah.
So that fact was a little bit off, but.
With mom jeans.
Oh, I love the mom jeans. I'm a big fan of the flannel line jeans.
Yeah.
Big hit over here in Boston. I'm looking for a pair myself, if anyone knows a source.
Yeah. Hard to find.
It's hard to find the mom jeans and the sad grandpa t-shirt.
That's a real winner, I think.
Oh, recently my dad gave me some of my I don't think my mom knows this. My dad gave me some.
Oh, I do know this.
Of my grandfather's old golfing shirts. My grandfather passed away a little while ago, and my dad got a bunch of his fancy golfing shirts and gave them to me because he doesn't golf really, but they're wonderful.
Or wear fancy shirts.
They're wonderful collared shirts. I got one, it's red and white stripes.
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful.
There's one you left in your room.
Yeah, I brought one. I left one at home. I physically don't have enough space in my room for all my clothing right now.
Every time Phoebe gets clothes out and then has to put them back in, it's sort of like watching the hardest level of Tetris unfold.
I know.
But there's also a lot of
No, but
I... She needs to do the Marie Kondo. She needs to go through her closet, put it in her hand, and say, does this bring me joy? Do you guys know about that?
Yeah. Have you seen that meme, Luca?
No.
There's a meme and it's like in the future and then Maria Kondo holds up a man and says, does this bring us joy? And everyone says, no, and they toss him.
No,
it's 2019.
It's 2019, the Women's March.
Hey, Phoebe. People on Facebook are trying to do a Maria Kondo around their Facebook friends. They're like, do you bring me joy?
That might cause some arguments.
Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, I do. Actually, one of my very, very best friends in the whole world, her name is Rachel Sue, and she was into Maria Kondo's book before the show even came out. She hasn't even watched the show yet, and she recently taught me how to fold my socks to make my socks happier. And I gotta say, it's really put a new spin on my life, so I think maybe this Maria lady might be onto something.
How are your socks happy?
Well, Luca, the thing that she does, like, folds your t-shirts and whatever like in a little ball and like puts them in your drawer or like I do that. I've been doing that for years. Someone who worked at the Gap taught me how to do that.
She tried to get me to do this too.
I tried to get Phoebe to do it. No, she could not do it.
My strategy is just shoving my clothes into the drawer. No folding because No. Then you don't have to fold.
Why bother?
That's
why
my
bother?
Life hack.
Yeah, yeah. You know, yeah. I used to be on that train, and I'm sure that as soon as I have enough work where I don't think I have time to fold my clothes, even though I do, I'm going to be right back off that train, or right back on it, I suppose. But right now, I am into folding clothes, and it's put a new spin on life for me.
Luca?
Yes, Mary?
Luca?
Yes.
Would you do me a huge favor?
I'll try my darndest.
Go into Phoebe's room and help her and fold her things in that way. Do a Marie Kondo with her.
Oh, I would love it.
Let her fold her things.
I just still don't think they'll fit.
I think you'll be surprised by what folding can do for you when you do a proper fold.
All my clothes are wrinkled.
You'll be surprised.
I have to say that all of my clothes that can wrinkle are currently wrinkled.
Oh, I would like to bring up another point to that, which is that I'm not a huge believer in buying clothes. I find it scary and hard to do. But I love buying used clothes because I feel like the pressure's off a little bit. I feel like I'm not directly giving money to corporations that I don't trust or think that they're not treating their workers very well. But recently it was my birthday. And I went to Urban Outfitters with my mom. Oh, similar to you going to Urban Outfitters with your mom, I did
that
as well.
Classic trip, yeah.
And I found this shirt, and I was like, oh, this is a great shirt. And then it was $50. Oh, no. It was a short sleeve shirt. That's not a lot of material.
It'd be like that.
So I was ready to put it back, but when I was going to look at something else, my mom secretly bought it for me because it was my birthday. Really sweet. Thank you, Dina. And then I brought it to college, but it wrinkles so easily. I folded it very neatly, and now it has wrinkles where I folded it. And I don't know if I can iron it because it seems like it's made out of plastic or something sheer and uncertain. And I don't want it to.
So listen, have you read
the tag? I want to tell you guys something. A while ago, I bought this thing that I think was on Facebook or Instagram. It was like a steamer because I don't iron at all, and I don't even really steam. But I bought this steamer thing that's like basically sitting in my laundry room, just like acquiring dust. So I'm going to send it to Phoebe, and you guys can like steam your stuff, whether it's polyester or whatever, whether it's old man sweater.
It's okay. I don't think I have room in my room for it.
Yeah, I really appreciate the offer. I think it would definitely improve our lives if we had the space for it. Maybe I'll try hanging up my shirts when I shower. That's a thing that I saw somebody do once.
That's what I do.
And that works. I would love to try that one.
Yeah.
I actually have an iron in my room I'd like to share.
You know, I have to say wrinkly. Do I look wrinkled a lot? Because wrinkle doesn't bother me as much as it bothers you. Like, I am sometimes wrinkled. And I'm whatever.
If they're really noticeable, I don't often see shirts where I'm like, this is so wrinkled I can't wear it, but sometimes it's like pretty wrinkled I can't wear it.
Yeah, I only have one shirt that, other than the one that I just bought, that even has the capacity to like acquire a lot of wrinkles.
Yeah, you wear a lot of cotton clothing.
I do love cotton clothing. I know that cotton kills. I've heard it again and again.
So Luca, if Phoebe's look is a middle-aged woman who owns a yarn shop.
Yes.
It kills her. Luck.
Yes.
You killed it. What's your luck? Well, how would you describe your luck?
Well, Mary, I think it really depends on the day. I own a couple choice pieces and just circulate them around. So depending on the combination,
like
it's somewhere,
three.
Yeah, it's somewhere between like a 12-year-old punk who's still just kind of figuring out what punk is, so they've really just sort of accidentally ripped holes.
That's super cute. That's good.
Thank you. And then I also, sometimes I just look like Mark from Rent. I am just kind of blonde and Jewish, and I have a lot of stripes in my wardrobe. And then other times, I'd say I also follow like a grandpa line of fashion, but it's a little bit crunchy granola, if you will. I have a men's large,
it's like a hippie
green
grandpa,
Patagonia.
The one that went to Woodstock. It's a hippie grandpa that went to Woodstock.
Yeah. I think that's about where I'm at.
Hey, do you know that this year, you guys need to work on this with the radio show. You know this year is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock?
No way. We should have a Woodstock episode.
We get wavy gravy here.
He wants to take me to Woodstock. He wants to go for the 50th. Can you imagine that?
Wait, the lodge that Tufts has, the cabin where we go and do outdoorsy things, is in Woodstock, New Hampshire.
I think Woodstock was in Woodstock, New York, wasn't it?
It definitely was, but I'm thinking that we do a fun Woodstock, New Hampshire camping trip where we go out and we just play a bunch of songs.
Yeah.
Oh, Phoebe, you looking for a PSA to read?
Don't tell them.
Oh, it's a surprise. It's a surprise.
Wait, but Phoebe has to tell you her connection to Woodstock. Phoebe has a big connection to Woodstock.
Is it Wavy Gravy? It's Wavy Gravy.
That's a pretty big connection.
Wavy Gravy is he's in charge of Camp Winter Rainbow, which is a camp I attend.
He was
the MC at the first Woodstock.
Oh, wow.
At the Woodstock. Ma, I think we have to let you go because we're kind of nearing.
I think that's really good. I think I've talked way too much.
No, Mary, you've talked just enough. Thank you for calling.
You've been a wonderful guest.
You've been a wonderful guest, and I love you.
Thank
and you gave birth to me, and I honestly really appreciate that.
And I love you and appreciate that you gave birth to Phoebe because.
Luca, we have to hang out. Luca, you need to come to Oakland, California because Oakland is where it happens. Right?
I would love to. I think it sounds really great. I was just reading in my. Food justice homework today about how Oakland really disenfranchises people who are trying to control their own food production. But I'd really love to come visit because everything else about it sounds excellent.
Hey, you know who's in my yoga class? Angela Davis. Do you know who Angela Davis is?
Yes, Angela Davis is in your yoga class.
Oh yeah, she and her daughter. We do downward dog together. Hey, Angela. Hi, Mary. How's your downward dog going? Good. How's yours? Awesome.
Yes. Mary's an actress.
That's incredible.
Ma?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Love you.
I love you so much.
Day in the March. And cereal is amazing. I heard the whole thing. I mean, I heard S-Town, the whole thing was amazing.
Mary listens to podcasts, too. And that's
when I run.
She wanted to share.
And all the time. I love podcasts. Okay. Love you guys.
Bye, Mary.
Bye.
That was my mom.
Really incredible woman.
She is an incredible woman.
Shout out to women.
Lots of personality in that woman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's this one song I really want to play.
Oh, go for it.
It is called. I'm gonna do a lead up to it. You know how they. Right. This song has really. I've listened to it a lot. I go through phases where I have songs that I listen to. Way too much, and this is this song. Really gets me going. It's fun. It's hip. It's
is it new
danceable
hip or is it old hip? Is it a hip or
no
a
one knows?
Hip?
I'm gonna say middle. I think it's not super new.
Interesting. Interesting.
But basically, I've been having a hard time recently where I don't like listening to a lot of music. Because it all, I don't know. I'm having a hard relationship. Me and music are having a hard time. And I partially blame this song for making the rest of my music look bad.
Right. It's like those stupid Hulu ads about bacon. You know?
Yeah.
Once you find the good ones.
Once you
really
listen to this
back.
Song.
Not true about Hulu, may I say. People are paying to still see advertisements. That's the ripoff of the century.
I'm pro Netflix.
Pro Netflix, anti Hulu, pro sticky, anti math.
This is not WMFO's opinions. This is me and Luca's personal opinions.
Right.
Luca.
Please sue me.
So everyone is probably on the edge of their seats wondering what this song is. And I will tell you that it is Back Pocket by Volpec.
Pocket, oh, oh, oh. And
Wow.
Just a work of art.
Just real, like, me and Luca were freaking bopping. I have
losing it a little bit.
Luca says right after I let everyone know what the song was that he had listened to this song, got into the song sophomore year of high school.
And then again senior year of high school.
And then again senior year of high school. And still good. He bopped to it today. It just is timeless. It's it beautiful. Really is. Just you can't not dance to it. I really hope that spiced up everyone's Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
How could you have a Saturday night without Back Pocket by Vulpec? Now I'm going to read a PSA. Oh, no.
For you. Did you like that one?
Pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Oh, that's funny. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe.
Safe.
When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember... Can you stop?
It wasn't me.
No, yeah, I was talking to the ghost in the room on mic three.
Yeah.
When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. This one hits close to home. Because people drive crazy in Boston, and I just feel like I'm going to get hit by a car.
That's Northeast for you, baby.
Most times
also
I cross
Boston
the street.
Specifically.
And pedestrians get the right of way, y'all. That's just how it is. That's how it be. I do have to say I don't always follow traffic laws as a pedestrian. I have to say I have jaywalked.
We're on air. I can't believe you just did that.
One time I jaywalked, and when I got to the other side of the street, there was a cop watching me jaywalk.
Oh, good.
And
I
was arrested.
Who got a ticket for jaywalking.
Really?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I made it out without a ticket, but I did make eye contact with the cop, and I gave him a little look. I was like, sorry. Sorry, not sorry, really, though.
Yeah. Just a little girl that says, I'm 16, and I'm white. And then you keep going, and then it's good.
I mean, I was 19.
Right.
But I'm going to say.
Was this recently?
This was recently.
Oh.
This was in Boston, Massachusetts. Somerville, Massachusetts. But I think 16 still stands. I think the 16 still
stands. I think
you
could definitely get away with 16.
Easily.
Yeah.
Probably 14.
Only good when you're trying to get out of breaking the law.
Other times it's just hurt.
A little inconvenient, a little sting.
I'm 19. Sometimes I don't even believe that. Our next song is a song, another Vulpec song.
Chosen by me.
Chosen by Luca. I haven't heard this one, but...
I'm going to say, y'all, it doesn't slap the way the last one did, only in that you can't dance to it as well,
mm-hmm.
but it really gets you right here. You can't see where I'm pointing, but just trust me that I'm
Where
pointing.
Are you pointing? Or don't tell them.
Yeah, no, just you're going to feel where it
you'll
gets you.
Call in. Let us know where it hit you and see if Luca was right.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy.
Sharon will see me, but I'll play cool, 'cause cool is what you have to do. It's hard to make a point when you're living so loud. Turn it down. Trying to get my friend excited about not being invited. I say that's an opportunity, but don't I smile, listen, don't I smile, it was so nice to get a call. Children, I'm good at stuff, and you're into stuff. Ooh, let's make products. I'm a product guy, and you're a produce girl. I said the money, 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 money will be spent. I'm into the grooves that turn you off. Bass man.
All right. tell me I was born to lose. But I made a good, good thing out of bad, bad
that song, Luca?
That was Bad Bad News by Leon Bridges. You should really go listen to that whole album. It will make you cry, probably, for a lot of reasons. Really, really good stuff.
Yeah. This is, we're coming to the end of our radio. This is classic rock mine. Lots of classic rock tonight. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are going to end with Losing You by Boy Pablo. Hope you enjoy. Hope you have a wonderful Saturday evening.
Stay safe and out there. Hold each other tight.
Don't slip in the snow. Slipping is scary.
Good advice.
I said to you, that's how I feel.